This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Three Loveland police officers involved in the violent arrest of a 73-year-old woman with dementia are no longer with the department. Video recordings show officers appearing to injure, then mock Karen Garner earlier this month. Officers Austin Hopp, Daria Jalali, and Community Service Officer Tyler Blackett resigned. Here's Chief Robert Tyser.
My job here is to ensure that this process goes forward. But if you're asking me as a human being what I thought, I share the community's concerns on this. It hurt to see that. I've been in law enforcement 32 years, and what I saw in there hurt me personally.
Garner's family has filed a federal lawsuit against five officers and the city of Loveland. Two of those officers remain on the force. Colorado's Mining Board has voted unanimously to deny a state permit for a new sand and gravel pit mine in the protected Blue River Valley. State mining officials recommended approval of Peak Materials' proposed 54-acre mine along the river north of Silverthorne. But conservation groups warn the mine could harm water, soil, and wells and disrupt elk migration. On Thursday, the board rejected the mine in a 5-0 vote. A study from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention finds anxiety, not issues with the shots themselves, caused short-term reactions at vaccine clinics in five states, including Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In early April, 11 people out of 1,700 who got Johnson & Johnson vaccine shots complained of dizziness or nausea at a Dick's Sporting Goods Park vaccination site. Two people were taken to nearby hospitals and released the same day. Similar reports were seen in four other states the same week. CDC researchers investigated and interviewed clinical staff. Experts say the clusters are an example of something that's been recorded for decades from a variety of different vaccines. Basically, some people feel such intense anxiety due to the injections that it spurs a physical reaction. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And we'll keep on rolling with All Things Considered. There is much to come on the show. Stay tuned. Right now, Denver is at 77 degrees with a few clouds in the sky. Low of 35 for tonight. This is CPR News.